My guest today is the Baltimore writer Shifra Malka, who is publishing today a memoir that has been described as a purpose-driven memoir. It's called Dare to Matter. I'm on the line to Shifra in her Baltimore home. Welcome to WBJC, Shifra. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, Judith. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So often a writer is driven by an issue or an event or their subject matter to write a book. What is interesting about the way that you have come to this book is how you knew you wanted to write a book and needed to find exactly the right subject matter that was a good fit. What was that moment of clarity for you when you knew that this was going to be what you would pour all your energies into?
When I first began to write the book, I was really planning to write a book around my interviews that I had done as a host of a live radio program. And that program was designed around educational and social initiatives. And as I began to do that, people around me, particularly my sister Brenna, who's a main character in the story, said to me, "Let's get to the real story, Shifra. Let's get to the heart of the pain. And then you'll have your story. Forget about all the other stuff." And when I sat down to do that, my core message came up very quickly. So apparently it was all there deep, but it came all up. And within a few months, I really did have my story.
And so I know that this was in response to the very painful childhood message that you did not matter. And this is not something, sadly, that is an isolated case. So what are the parallels that you think you bring into the book that will be able to reach out to other people who read it?
The fact that it is a deeply personal narrative is the hardest part of all for me, because although I had the message to communicate, I realized that it would have to come through my personal story. And as you said, the personal story was a deeply painful one. And that is really part of how we move forward in life. Sometimes I say pain is the most eloquent speaker. And it begins our process very often. And in my case, I was compared to a personality disordered aunt of mine whose life just didn't seem to matter much. And I took note of that in a very deep way, evidently. I was young and, you know, I didn't have words to articulate it then, but it registered very deeply. And because I was compared to her and she didn't matter, in my mind, it really just played out as I would not matter either. And nothing I would do would ever make a difference. And so I think that I have lived a lot of my life in pushback to that internal messaging and wound. I call the inner landscape a collapsed inner space, what I call not mattering. And what I learned in writing the book and looking at the different pieces of my life, I realized that nobody can give you your mattering. You can't borrow it, you can't buy it, but you can create it, you can build it. And that is what I try to put forth in the book.
This is a book called Dare to Matter, and it's a memoir by Baltimore writer Shifra Malka, published by Green Writers Press today. It will have its official launch at Charm City Books on Monday the 19th. Will this be a virtual event, Shifra?
It will be, although I may actually be launching live from the store itself.
Further information is at shiframalka.com. And really good luck with the book and with getting your message out.
Thank you, Judith.